It's time for episode 45, and the boys have been out with the ghosts and ghoulies.
And I was there waiting to take him round the local area, dressed up in my Pikachu onesie, which he was happy with.
Is the original artist always best?
Smiling from her head down to her feet.
Yeah.
Well, look. I'm no Pavarotti, but yeah, that's about same level. She's a little bit better than me, but that's not giving her much.
Putting more stuff in their gobs.
What I am interested in is what the fuck is Cognizin?
Cognizin, yeah. It's all a load of bollocks when you watch the kind of adverts for it. You know, it's the usual shit.
How about some firework fails?
Are better than things maybe that we can make now.
Maybe this is from the past. It's out of date.
No, it's not. This is 100% modern and I'm really fucked off.
Let's get on with it, shall we? Wait, what's this? Is someone about to die?
Yes, that's exactly right. A little change here. And, yes, a little change here. Oh, no, what?
Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, uphold the law.
Oh, no, turn off, you piece of shit.
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
No, you listen to me, Robo Dreamer. Yeah, Robo Dreamer, you... No!
Better alive, you're coming with me.
Oh, crap!
Well, shit happens, doesn't it? Goodbye, Dr. Phantasm, you utterly repugnant prick.
Welcome back to the Variety Show with me, Tom. And Rob hasn't plugged his headphones in yet. That's totally on me because he gave me the cable. And now I say, let there be audio.
Hooray, I can hear
Hello,
you.
Hello, Rob.
Right, me?
I mean, you could have heard me without the headphones. Well, even with the headphones on, you could have still heard me.
Yeah, muffled, though.
Anyway, welcome back, everyone. Episode 45. We are slowly coming into the Christmas period, so we actually really, really do need to book that day where we sit down and record our Christmas bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Because
the calendar, yeah.
We did that last year. And we kind of rushed it. And
we're doing two halves, too.
Yeah, I don't want to rush it this year, but I've got a feeling we're going to rush it.
We could always do it when we do the next Trek show.
Oh, possibly. But
or at least talk about it.
I think it's going to be a little bit shorter anyway this year. But how are you?
Good. Still got my cough.
Of course you do.
I'm actually okay. And I've got something for you.
Ooh.
Now, I say I've got it for you. It was sent to me.
Oh.
For you.
Okay.
And it was sent by my very good friend, Stiddy.
Stiddy!
So he gave me my bit. Now, I might have told you about this before. Him and his friends, I would have told you, I don't think I've said it on this, do their own little cons every year.
Right.
So
like
okay, Stiddy
cool.
Con, and I can't remember.
I vaguely remember you saying,
and
yeah.
And he makes dice.
Oh, yes.
He has sent you the full collection of all the dice.
No way. Oh, that's...
So he sends them to me as well every year. Even though I've never been to one, he sends me the custom dice every year.
Oh, I feel like we need to go to one
yeah,
of these.
So,
oh, look at those.
Yeah, aren't they cool?
Oh, wow.
So yeah, he sent me the most recent one to top me up. And
oh,
then he sent
so,
you one of every one.
They're so pretty. God, I sounded American then. They're so pretty. Oh, I love them. Stiddy Kong 22. And oh, that the metallic fleck purple.
Mm.
That is glorious.
It's a nice one, isn't it?
Oh, I really, really like that. And is there any rhyme or reason to the number he chooses for the name to appear on?
You'd have to ask him. I don't know.
All right, Stiddy, next time you drop into the YouTube comments, I will ask you that. Thank you very much. They are really, really cool.
They are cool, aren't they?
Oh, I love those. Thank you. I love dice. Mm. I don't use them for anything, but I think they're really pretty. And whenever I've gone out to something like Comic-Con or any of those sort of things, and you've got the dice sellers there,
yeah,
I sit and I say, oh, look at those. Oh, glass dice. Brass dice. Oh.
Yeah, I like looking at them too.
It's just, there's something about beautifully machined or made things. It's yeah. Like when I'm at one of our work factories and you go into the engineering department. So the company I work for deals with fruit. So we've got conveyor belts and all these machines that deal with packing and slicing and scanning fruit and things like that. So when you go into the engineering department, you see it all broken up into bits, some of the machines, and it's just beautifully machined metal.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got no use for it. You could hang it on the wall. It's that pretty. Mm. anyway, right. We've got a lot to get on with, so let's crack on.
The witching hour has passed. Did you get visited by any ghouls?
So by the time you listen to this episode, Halloween and, well, to be fair, even fireworks night has fucked off into the past.
Yeah.
How was your Halloween?
Yeah, we had a blast. Yeah, we had a great time. Little one went out, left nursery early to meet his best mate.
Nice.
Down, I won't say where.
No, of course.
You know where. And it's loads of the houses were really well done up, apparently. Like, one of them had even made, like, a full-on, like, ghost house thing in their gardens. You had to
go through
a tunnel into the back garden. And then they had, like, the local kids of the houses were making kids jump and stuff and hiding and stuff. Loads went on down there.
Oh, that's
really
awesome.
Cool. And they're, like, really good treats for the kids, yeah. And it was all really good, apparently. And then he came home, and I was there waiting to take him round the local area, dressed up in my Pikachu onesie, which he was happy with. So yeah, I went around with him and his mate down the road, little girl down the road. We all went around together.
Oh, awesome.
And some of the local ones around me were done so well. I sent you some pictures.
You did. Some of them were brilliant.
And there was a couple of houses that were proper scary for the kids. Like, my boys were scared to go up. I had to hold him. Like, it's all right. It's all pretend. Luckily, though, because they were kids doing the scaring. They were like,
it wasn't
12-year-olds,
yeah.
And they were actually really good. They could tell when the little ones were properly scared that they wouldn't do it. So that was quite good, whereas a lot of adults would just do it to the little ones.
Of course they would, and then they'd walk off going, oh, well, don't expect not to be scared on Halloween if you come up to a haunted house, blah, blah, blah. No, don't be a cunt.
Yeah, I want to shout out. I thought about putting it on Facebook. I thought about going for my camera and putting them on Facebook. I thought, no, I won't put these kids on Facebook. It's not right for me to put a picture of these three children on Facebook.
Okay.
Even though it's good. When we were out, as soon as we got back, there were three lads, probably about Kay's age, at my door, and they'd been ringing it. And I knew they had because my phone was going off. And I shouted over to them, wait there, I'm just coming. We were trick-or-treating, let me get you some stuff. And they were very polite and they waited. And my boy was there, kind of a little bit nervous of these three older boys all stood there. And I was congratulating them on really good costumes that they had. They were very cool costumes, clearly made them themselves, but as well, but looking
awesome.
All on scooters as well. So they'd buzzing around the place on scooters. I can see them doing it.
There's a South Park episode where it's Halloween and the entire joke of the episode is that e-scooters are becoming a plague.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Mackey's walking through the town and every time he kind of driving through, another e-scooter person just crashes into his car, rolls over and goes, oh, sorry, dude, and gets on his e-scooter and off he goes again. And then every time someone wakes up and walks to their front door and walks out, there's more e-scooters piling up on the street. And the boys are all like, oh, we've got the best plan. We're going to do the town on e-scooters. But then the whole school has had the same idea.
They're all doing it, yeah.
And it's just like, it's Night of the Living Dead with e-scooters by the end of it. And they go and they take out the power and Kenny gets killed doing that. To stop the e-scooters in the end. It's so stupid.
So these boys, and so I opened the door. I already had them in the porch ready, got them out. And they, I said, oh, just take one, please. So they all very politely took one. And they were all saying, thank you so much. And their kids were going to me, have a really good night and all this. And I told them to go around the corner to the other house if they hadn't already been there, because it's really cool. And then each one of them, before they left, said hello to my boy and passed him two of their own sweets from their buckets.
Oh, bless them.
They each of them individually at the exact same time, without talking to each other, to say, oh, let's do this for him, took two sweets out. So you got six sweets from these lads who were just at my door.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's like, you know, they get three from me and then give six back, you know, which was really cute. And they even said to him, like, which one do you want?
That's
absolutely
brilliant.
And I asked him to pick
brilliant.
What they wanted and gave him sweets. So I was like, they're so, those boys,
oh,
like,
they're
one
legends.
Of the things that made
proper
the night
legends.
For my boy, because he was just like, oh, you know, older kids can be nice and all horrible.
Well, that's such a huge thing as well, because...
And he was super shy about it.
I've got to say, Redbourne, where I live, is a shithole.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think it. And, I mean, we're lucky to live here, or I'm lucky to live here. Obviously, you live in a town in a different area, but I'm lucky to live here.
Mm.
But every Halloween, we stopped putting pumpkins out the front of our house. because the kids local to us go around all the houses smashing them up as quick as they can. As soon as one goes out, it gets smashed.
Really?
Anyone that leaves sweets out for help yourself, the same teenagers going around and just robbing them all. So there's nothing left out for kids. When we first came to Redbourne, they did a Halloween trail and you could walk around and anyone, houses that were interested, put it on the Facebook group, and then someone made a map showing where all the houses were, and it was really nice. You could walk around the whole village and you could find different houses and see what they'd done. Nothing this year, pretty much. A handful of houses did it, but every single house said exactly the same thing, that put the food out or put sweets out, stolen within minutes, pumpkins were destroyed, and the teenagers this year were just lobbing eggs and whatever else they could at cars and people's houses and windows. The burger shop on the high street got done over with eggs. It's just, it's been absolutely ruined by the teens around here.
I feel like if you're a teenager, you're too old to be trick-or-treating. That's kind of where I am in my head with it.
But what you see, this is why I'm really glad that you've got a really good positive experience, because from round here, if we took K and T with us, those kids would be the ones that would be on purpose trying to make kids cry by being super scary. Whereas you obviously had the opposite experience. So I'm really glad there is that experience out there.
Well, maybe next year you could come to us and go around our area.
Well, we did it slightly differently. So K really wanted a Halloween party. So we gave her one. She invited three of her friends over and they had a great time. I bought the same smoking cauldron thing that Paul Gannon did on Cheap Show. And it worked so well. It was Flying Tiger. It was down to £7 because I got it on the day of the day before Halloween even. And you just drop it in water and it vaporizes the water. So you get this really thick white smoke come out of it. It's really, really clever.
So what chemical reaction is that?
It's just water. It's just it being... it's being vaporized. It's just water being passed through, not high current because it's just plugged into a battery base, but it's being put through
pressure. Must be some pressure.
No, it's the same thing to do with electronic vapes.
It'll
be a very small heating element in there, and it just pulls it through, and boom, done.
Off it goes.
Yeah, and it just worked really, really well. And we got all things out. We got games planned. We had Pin the Wart on the Witch and what was the other? We had the mummy game. So who could wrap themselves up in toilet paper the best a mummy? We then, Jem set them up with watching an old episode of Goosebumps because they're all on YouTube while they ate their dinner. And we had all dinner and different food names for like scary things like crispy bat wings, witch's fingers, stuff like that. And it was just normal food. But and then we had a big jelly brain as well. I bought a brain cast to do it with. And they quite happily ate. And they ate really well. Ate all of that, watched Goosebumps. Then they came back. And when they went off to do the games, I went outside and I set up some logs on our little fire pit thing. And they toasted marshmallows. And then one thing that Jem discovered was, she started watching the old Are You Afraid of the Dark episodes. And she's like, I don't remember any of these, but I watched these as a kid. Why don't I remember any of them? And it dawned on her, it was Goosebumps I watched. That's why I don't remember any of these.
Yeah.
But in the Are You Afraid of the Dark, they throw this powder into the fire before they tell the story and it gets this puff. And that's just coffee creamer. So we bought we bought some coffee creamer from Tesco, and all the kids, when they got a chance to say a story, threw it into the fire after they toasted their marshmallows to do that.
Yeah.
And then I bought some colour flame pouches, which is just copper sulfate powder, I'm guessing. And you just throw it on the fire and it makes the fire turn lovely blues and greens, which was nice. And I surprised them with fireworks that only Kay knew about, because me and her said, let's have a secret firework party that no one knows about. So we had some quiet, because we went for low noise, because to be fair, I do kind of understand people's comments on that. And it was all really, really successful. Ended in a bit of a puddle of vomit with one of the kids.
That's
overindulged. You know what, these things happen. So it ultimately was a really successful party. So for her, that was brilliant. As we kind of don't agree with trick-or-treating. I know it's a very American thing, isn't it? I mean, what were you... Did you ever do it as a kid?
No.
Because I remember being a kid and it being just a pumpkin that everyone carved, and that was it. And maybe Blue Peter said about it, but that really was it. There wasn't anything else to it.
We did nothing. We didn't do pumps or anything. My parents would do nothing.
I mean, I was chatting to Mum about it, and my oldest brother... He must be nearly 10 years older than me, I guess. Yeah, I'm really good with dates, by the way. She said when she was looking for a pumpkin when he was small and the first time he came to carving, they ended up using a turnip because you couldn't get a pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's only really a really recent thing. And yeah, it's a very American, but we're kind of in two minds. We don't quite like the idea of it. And if the Halloween party keeps them happy, I think we're going to do that each year.
Yeah.
Because we just have a lot of fun with it. Mm. But as I said, you were really lucky. Really good that you've got that good experience. And I hope it stays. Really do. I think that's all.
Yeah.
Nothing spooky happened? No real ghosts?
Well, there were some arseholes on the Queen Square.
Oh?
One of my friend's stepdaughters got hit with a firework.
Oh, for fuck's sake. No?
Yeah, there were some young kids who had fireworks and were aiming them at people. And it was put on Facebook, and I saw the bruises of her on Facebook, a big red mark on her belly, which she got hit in the chest. And then there was someone on Facebook, was on the same group in the chat, was like, oh, yeah, and some girl's hair got set on fire. Now, that would be in the news. There was nothing.
Yeah, no.
So I don't think that's
true. That's probably the same person that said that there's riots planned in Hemel Hempstead those few months ago.
Yeah, that sent everything nuts, didn't it? But yeah, the firework thing was happening, though, which is
a shame. No, that is a shame, and we heard similar stories from elsewhere, so it's always ruined by the few.
Mm.
Also, talking about spooky things, I promise I will get our ghost hunting video up at some point soon. Late, but it will go up soon.
Is the original song always best? Tom and Rob talk songs that have been done better by other artists.
Can you name a cover song that you prefer to the original?
Yes.
Oh, fuck me, that's good. I'm not going to end the segment
Thank you, that was less than a minute. Next segment.
No, normally it's like, no. Okay, we'll end the segment.
Yeah.
I've got loads.
I think I'll end up with loads if I sat here long enough and thought about them, but the best one for me of all time is the sound...
Hold on to it. The Sound of Sex is what he was just going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, why did I come up with this? I came up with this because I got my old, well, not my old laptop. I bought an old laptop on eBay about a year and a half, 2 years ago, because I thought it was the same model that I had for college. It isn't. I'm pissed off, but that's my own fault. I think I must have had the 100 series before it, but either way, it's very similar. And I was having a problem technically with programming some old stuff, so I thought, fuck it, that's got USB on it, let's give it a try with that. Turned it all on, and to my amazement, the hard drive in it still works, and it's full of this bloke's shit still. It's got all his old emails on there, it's got music files, it's got images, and it's a little bit weird. And I've spoken about Diamond Head on the show semi-recently, I'm pretty sure, and this bloke's emailing the lead singer of Diamond Head. Is that okay?
Weird.
It's really weird.
So he's left all his data on there?
Yeah, all his data's still on there. I will be factory resetting it, sticking a nice compact flash card in it, making it super quick and happy. But yeah. I then started digging and I thought, well, fuck me, what happens if I find some porn on here?
Yeah, it's like some not bad porn too. Like...
Oh God, yeah, no, not bad. That would have been very upset if that had been the case. But no, don't worry. This man,
it was good porn.
The only porn that was on there was an email saying, I've uploaded new pictures to the site. Remember, your username is XYZ. Come and find me at lynn, spelt with three N's, .co.uk. That site doesn't exist anymore, so I can't log in to see what her lovely pictures were. But so I went through the pictures, I went through the videos, and then I went through the music. And in the music... I found, and I'm going to have to open it up here, I found All Right Now by The Ornamental Fish, in brackets, Master. So it's the master copy of, I'm presuming, a band called The Ornamental Fish, doing a cover of All Right Now. Who sang All Right Now? Shit. Fuck it. I should know that because it's one of the... air guitar songs of...
You know, when you were saying about this, I was thinking, whilst you were saying it, I wonder if the guy is, like, some kind of, like, producer or something.
Free. No, he was some estate agent.
Oh, right.
He's got a load of estate agent software on there as well.
Oh, boy.
Right, so All Right Now was by Free. And we've got All Right, spelled A-L-R-I-G-H-T.
All right.
Now. All right. All now. Right. All right. And it's not a cover that I'd say is better than the original. Now, I'm being really harsh with it, because you know what? The guitar, the drums, the bass is fine.
Mm-hmm.
The singer, I don't think it's him. I'm pretty sure it's not him.
Not the estate agent.
Sounds like maybe Paris Hilton.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, you can hear it now. And thank God, I don't think it's going to get a content match. So hang on. Let me press play on this. I can see the wincing on your face.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head down to her feet.
Yeah,
look. I'm no Pavarotti, but yeah, that's about same level. She's a little bit better than me, but that's not giving her much.
That, I would say you're better than her.
No,
she
know.
Sounds very much like some American schoolgirl who's been told by her parents, you can sing, go on X Factor.
No, you know what? What they do this thing, because I have a client that does it. A client of mine is actually a very good singer. And she, you can pay for these days where you go to these places and you sing in the booth like you're a real singer.
Like the Tenacious D song.
So I wonder if it's something like that. She got given a day where she could go and sing in a production studio with a producer and stuff, and it was a whole day, and then you get the master at the end.
Oh, don't try and make me feel bad, because that was shit. It's a song I really like, and she's really ruined it.
Yeah.
I've listened to the whole thing. She doesn't get better. Oh. In fact, the cracks and the warbles kind of probably get worse.
Oh, that's a shame.
But yeah, it then made me think, can a cover song ever be better than the original? Mm-hmm. And I've got to say yes, absolutely, because there's so many songs that I listen to that are covers. Go on. Sound of Sex was not Sound of Sex, obviously.
I think you could probably guess which one I was going to say. Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
100%.
It's got to be one of the greatest covers of all time. It's so, so good.
It is. It is an absolutely amazing cover. Mm-hmm. And I'd never listened to that album before. I'd never really listened to Disturbed. So now I've got kind of The Light is one of the other ones that I have on repeat regularly from that album. Same. Because it's just fucking awesome.
This cover got me into Disturbed. I heard of them, but not any of their music before. Never listened to any of it. Heard that cover from watching a random given to me YouTube video years ago.
Well, I came across it because I watched Puddle's Pity Party, who, let's face it, any of his covers are bloody amazing as well. And then it came up next, Sound of Silence, Disturbed. I was like, oh, I know Disturbed. They're a metal band. Oh, let's see what this sounds like. And I just sat there agog. It's like, wow, this is bloody amazing.
Julia Donaldson would be very proud of you for saying agog.
Oh, would she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've got to learn my words eventually.
There's the lines from Zog, isn't it? Who will win this fight, Sir Gadabout? No,
that's not.
It goes, it's Julia Donaldson, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So it's in Zog, the fight where the dragon's fighting Sir Gadabout, and it says, all the other dragons stare at them agog. Who will win this fight, Sir Gadabout or Zog?
Well, that's done you. Yeah. Now, I would not challenge Jem at that, by the way.
She's probably well.
She can do all of them without the book. I love you, wife. I know you're listening, but it really gets on my tits when I'm reading the book and I can hear you mouthing it or actually reading it at the same time without the book. I'm reading it, okay?
I mean, I've read them a lot of times, but I don't think I could do that. The really
good... she's got them all memorized.
So I know this isn't about the music. The one that's really good is The Giraffes Can't Dance. What a great book that is. You've got to get that one.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, Giraffe Can't Dance or A Giraffe Can't... Yeah. It's about a drop that can't dance, but it's really good.
Right. Well, back to music. Actually, I did ask Jem what if she had any. And another, Simon and Garfunkel. I love Simon and Garfunkel. Their versions of the songs are brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
They will be absolutely fantastic, always. But people do seem to do really good covers of their songs. So Idina Menzel does a version of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is Elsa, for those of you that like Disney and Frozen. Yeah, yeah. While Jem really likes Elvis's version of Bridge Over Troubled Water. In fact, she prefers the Elvis version to the original version. So it's funny how people and what songs people find. So then I was looking, and basically it made me do a playlist. I've got a playlist called Fun Covers now of the songs I really like. And there's an album by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Great.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, great punk band. And they've got almost all of their songs. Oh, actually, is that fair to say? No, possibly not. A large amount of their songs are covers. And one of their best albums, Are We Not Men, We Are Diva. Mm. And they've got things like I Will Survive, Believe, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, wicked.
And they're brilliant. And actually, looking at kind of the list I've got here, the three I've got on there, I Will Survive, probably not as good as Whitney's version, let's face it, but it's a lot of fun. Believe, the Cher song, so much prefer the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version. I like Cher's version, but goddamn, it's better by them. And the My Heart Will Go On, love a little bit of Celine. Prefer this version. And then the other one is a recent one. And this is the other reason I kind of thought about the fun covers bit as well, as it keeps coming up on my TikTok. Have you heard of a band called People Are Ugly?
No.
No? I hadn't. They're a punk band, or they say they're punk. They're very light punk, if anything.
Right, okay.
And they've done a cover of What's Up, which is the Four Non-Blondes song. And I love the Four Non-Blondes song.
Oh, I sing it.
You know what? No, I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to very, 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 very quickly play you this little bit of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. No, yeah.
Or as Kay quite rightly placed, we've sat in the car listening to it, and she said, Tom, why is this called What's Up when all she sings is What's Going On?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, she brings up questions like that all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love the Four Non-Blondes version. But the People Are Ugly version is really, really fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I've just had a lot of fun just, like, listening to kind of cover songs. And I wanted to see, is there any that I'm missing? So, Cranberries, Zombie.
Yep.
Brilliant song.
Yep, yep.
That's their song. They're the original artists. There is a slightly more modernised rock version done by a band called, and I'm just looking up here, Bad Wolves.
Do I know Bad Wolves?
I'd never come across them, but they were quite good. I quite enjoyed that. Real Big Fish. I'm a huge fan of Real Big Fish. Love them. They do a cover of Brown Eyed Girl. Prefer it to the Van Morrison version a million times over. Mm-hmm. The Me First and the Gimme Gimmes also do a cover of a P. Diddy song that we talked about in Space Jam. Yes, yeah, so that had to come off the list.
It wasn't P. Diddy in Space Jam. It was
R. Kelly. R. Kelly's been done, though, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, not...
Yeah, so... Yeah,
bad, but yeah, not as bad, yeah, but as P. Diddy.
We still can't... No.
Well, P. Diddy's are still allegedly, because he's not been tried and convicted with anything.
Oh, that's true. And then, again, these are all from TikTok, these next ones. Mm. Punk Rock Factory.
Okay.
Have you come across them yet?
I know the name.
I love them. They have done loads and loads of just punk covers of songs. And the ones I've got here, I've got the Arthur theme...
Okay.
The Flintstones, the Animaniacs theme, mm-hmm. which is just bloody brilliant, and Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I wonder if I know the names of these, because you must link them to me. And
I'm pretty sure I have
seeing the names and maybe
done.
Listening to it once or twice and then just remembering the name.
Well, I mean, I'll risk the risk being banned again.
YouTube banned this? Sorry.
It's saying worrying about content ID. I've got two stories. So the first one is when the Shit Show special comes out at Christmas... Listen to it on day one because that's going to get pulled from YouTube.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and the second thing is I borrowed your disk drive, didn't I? Your external
you
disk
did.
Drive to digitise some an old school DVD of my old man's and uploaded them all to a private thing on my YouTube channel for him and his friends to watch. Every single one got copyright claimed instantly. and two of them are banned in Russia. And I text
everything is banned in Russia.
Saying, "Oh, welcome, you've made the list. You made Putin's list, like
Putin
Tom and I.
Doesn't like you.
You've joined Tom and I on Putin's list."
Brilliant. And the final one that I'm scared to admit that I like, Punk Rock Factory again, C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. Now, is that Bewitched?
It was Bewitched. Yeah. Good knowledge there.
It's taste test time. Let's see what Cadbury have to offer.
It feels like we haven't done a taste test for quite a while.
Yeah.
We've got two things to taste test. We have Twirl Caramilk Bites, which are under your headphone box, I believe. And we also have a Dairy Milk Crispello.
You've got three written on there.
Yeah, I've got three written on there because you told me I'm tasting that. So.
Oh, no, you can do. It's called it's Neutronic, not brain.
No, because if it makes me buzz like you said it makes you buzz, and I've already halfway through a can of Monster, I will never be sleeping.
Have it in the... Are you doing any programming in the morning?
I am, actually, yeah.
Half an hour before, drink that.
Right, okay.
And let me know about your focus.
I will drink that towards the end of my 10,000 steps on my new under-the-desk treadmill.
The drink we're talking about is Neutronic, by the way. If anyone's on a TikToker, they'd have seen it.
Oh, the cage. Oh, the cage. The
cases
can
are quite
filled,
premium.
It feels weird.
So I've only tried it because of one of the people who's one of the guys who's making it. I instantly don't remember his name. Whatever. He's a fitness guy. I've linked him to you before. He doesn't talk like an idiot to you. He's quite, his name James something. He says it how it is on there. And he's very much like, no, if you want to lose weight, you have to fucking do this. Stop being a fat pig. But also, if you want a chocolate bar, have a fucking chocolate bar. And he'll say it like that. It's like, there's no point stopping yourself from doing things because you'll never stick to your diet. You'll never stick to your exercise routines. You've got to make it fit in with your lifestyle. And I've always liked how he always kind of brought it across to everybody. He's got loads of cookbooks and fitness books and stuff.
Okay, well, at least I'm looking at the ingredients on this, and I don't think any of these are going to give me cancer. So it's already a one-up on
well,
one of the
full
most...
of vitamin B whatever, isn't
well,
it?
Yeah, I mean, I've got like four bags with of vitamins, 365 tablets in each one, so it's one-a-day tablets, and I've got things like B12, biotin, iron, and all sorts up there. But no, I will give this a try. I'm interested. But what I am interested
James
in...
James Smith, sorry.
James Smith, okay. What I am interested in is what the fuck is Cognizin?
Cognizin, yeah. It's all a load of bollocks when you watch the kind of adverts for it. You know, it's the usual shit. Oh, we've had loads of professional scientists say how fucking amazing it is, and we pulled it out of a scientist's rectum and shoved it in the cervix of another fucking scientist. You know, it's all that stuff. So you've got to get past the blurb. But I...
So this is called Neutronic Productivity Drink, yeah. And it's labelled itself as a food supplement, and it has research-backed nootropic ingredients, 120 milligrams of natural caffeine, supports cognitive function, zero sugar, and the world's first productivity drink.
So as I may have mentioned before, or at least to you, I really struggle with working from home. It's not something I do. I really struggle with focus, and I had to do some today. I drank it and managed to last a good nearly 3 hours of actually doing what I was meant to be doing without being distracted by anything else.
But can I be the devil here and say, is that a placebo? Yeah. You've drunk it, and therefore you've made yourself think it's making a difference.
That's what I said to you. It could also be a placebo effect. And you can only buy it in crates, so I've got fucking 12 of the bloody things.
Well, the interesting thing will be, every time you have it, you'll be less thinking about, is this going to make a difference to me?
Exactly.
Will you see that difference still? So I'll be intrigued to see what the results are for
it
that.
It does taste really nice.
Okay, orange sunrise.
I bought the orange one, it tastes nice.
Nice. So. Right, got two things then. 12 Bites Caramilk, and the other one is a Dairy Milk Crispello bar. Both came from B&M. Which would you like to try first? Bearing in mind that both are going to probably make your cough worse because we know how you are with sugar.
Oh, yeah, let's try Crispello first.
Mmm, Crispello.
I mean, they're in front of me, so shall I open it?
Yeah, go for it. You open them up.
Are they in like fingers?
They're
like
in fingers. We can have a finger each.
So
Kinky.
It's about the size of a small Kit Kat, but four fingers. But they're quite thick. So imagine 1.5 width of a finger of Kit Kat, but the short size.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so.
Do you
want to
break
so.
That off so I don't touch?
No, you can do it. Don't worry.
Right. Shoop.
There we go, right. So, Crispello, I'd never heard of it until we spotted it. And it says four fingers of light crispies coated in milk chocolate. So what I'm getting from this is it's just going to be kind of the crispies that you get maybe in a double decker and Cadbury's chocolate, really.
Yeah.
Smells like Cadbury's. And now you're going to have to just listen to eating.
It's like having Rice Krispies inside it.
Mmm. That is very, very pleasant.
So I'm trying to keep my mouth way away from the microphone.
So the dairy milk side of it, as normal, is just dairy milk. It's delicious. But the Rice Krispies are crisp. They've not been... So a double decker, I love a double decker, but they aren't crispy. They're chewy.
They're chewy.
Which I don't mind. I really like that if I'm in the mood for it. But that's almost like you've got like fresh Rice Krispies in that dairy milk.
That was really good.
That was really good.
That's a premium chocolate bar. That is a good one.
That is. Now, I'd never come across this.
Yeah, how much sugar's in it?
Oh, God, probably loads.
That's making my throat feel...
If I could speak to read Turkish, then I would tell you. I honestly can. Oh, 17 grams. That's not too bad. But yeah, I think that's really nice. It's not as nice, though. So what's weird is that it's this weird little pack. It's not like a normal dairy milk bar. So a dairy milk bar in the UK is normally slim, and it's what you would call, Americans call a candy bar, isn't it? It's a long, thin thing. This is short and squat.
Yep.
And I've only ever seen these in New Ramish.
Yeah.
And they come from Ireland, and he has the Irish ones, and they do a mint crisp. And we've only just started getting mint crisp in the UK. We only ever get it at Christmas time now. And that is fucking legendary chocolate. I will buy some for Christmas for us to taste test. Because fuck me, that's getting a 6 point. What's the top score? Six?
Six. Well, isn't it 2 to 6.4, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a 6.4. You cannot get above this chocolate bar. I'm telling you that now. That is up there with the South African one.
I was going to say, the ones that your friends brought.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hussein bought back for us.
They're one of the best ones that we've had so far.
The dairy milk one is better.
Okay.
About two Christmases ago, I think I went through six or seven of the bars, and they were the big bars of it. They were... I was... Yeah.
I've been a bit low on my congratulations to this chocolate, but it is really good. It's a 5 point crispalicious.
Nice. Okay.
It's not going to get six. Six is a really good high number. Six. This is a high five. Very.
Oh,
high.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't actually scored this, have I? No, you're right. I'm going to say it's a 5 point snap, crackle, and pop can go fuck themselves, because whatever they put in this is delicious.
That's a long one for Simon to write down.
Oh, 100%. Right, very quickly, then the next one, because I know we've got to go out for the next bit. Well, not for the next bit, but in a moment, we're going to be going outside.
We know we're going to like these because they're caramel.
Caramilk is always good in my book.
We know we're in for good. In fact, I'm going to take two.
So these are 12 caramilk
bites.
I'm
taking three because they're all stuck together.
I love... Whoop. That was risky. I love twirls. I love the level of chocolate you get in a twirl. I'm being really ridiculous about it. But the compression of the chocolate, the quality of the chocolate as well, and how that layering done inside. For me, I prefer them to a flake.
Yeah, flakes are a messy chocolate. So if you ever seen a 12 bite, it looks like a 12 bite, but all the waviness inside is like white chocolate caramel. So taking a while for the caramel taste to come.
It's a 3 point. Where's the caramel? Now, I don't know. It might be unfair.
That's why I'm going to have all three of mine here. See when the caramel arrives.
I'm not sure. They don't taste as sweet as the other caramel stuff we've tried. Almost a dusty quality to them.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But these were bought in summer. And we did have a fucking hot summer. And my office gets disgustingly hot. Have these been affected by the heat?
Mm.
I don't think it would affect the flavour. I know it would affect maybe the outside chocolate, the Cadbury's normal dairy milk on the outside of it. I think that might be why that's got that ever so slight whitish tinge to it, which could explain the dustiness. But the caramel itself, there's just no flavour of it.
Very mild background caramel flavour. I just had three. And I'm getting the funny throat feeling that caramel gives me, but only mildly.
Mm.
But yeah, it just kind of tastes... like a faintly, there's caramel milk being eaten in the other room by someone else.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
I think Jem's in the front room eating a caramel milk. That's what I can taste. Rather than me actually having a caramel bar myself.
Well, I'm going to put that as a 3-point where's the caramel milk?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3-point carapointment. It's like disappointment, but cara. I failed with that one, sorry.
It happens. Now, what I will do, I'm going to go away. I'm going to look at all the Christmas stuff that's come out in Aldi, Lidl, Tesco, Sainsbury's, and I'll get us some Christmas treats to try.
Ooh, lovely.
The next time it comes to taste test, which will be a couple of weeks away, which will take us in December. So we'll have some Christmas treats the next taste test.
All right.
You will never see a better firework creptacular than the one Tom and Rob are now hosting. Remember to check out YouTube for the full video.
I want to take you back to the 90s. Just like I always do, yep. Because let's face it, I live in the 90s in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a scary little world sometimes, but I'm going to take you back to the 90s. And one of the fondest things I used to get at Christmas, I didn't get this at fireworks evening, and I know we're past the 5th of November.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. We're going to have a fireworks spectacular on the show, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be so good because it's 25 indoor fireworks.
Oh, wicked.
And the thing that I learned about these is you can't do them indoors. So I've had these multiple years running throughout the 90s. Growing up, my nan and grandpa would get mm-hmm. these for me for the Van Hague Garden Centre in Stevenage. And they would get me a pack of these and we'd do them at their house. And there's actually less of them in this than I used to get. And actually, obviously, you'll see a little video of this. I'll put a video, the video for the main episode, the 1-minute clips. You'll see these going off anyway. But we'll try and put pictures of this as well. This is in a cardboard box. And I'm sure, actually, let's open up. What's it?
Have we got the worms?
Oh, right. No, hang on. I'm happy. I was a bit sad when I got it in a box. Because Rob, describe what have I got here?
This is a really shitty looking orange box.
It's a shitty orange box. And then, thankfully, because this is how it used to be sold, that's better.
Yeah, it looks like you get it free with a magazine.
They used to be sold, yeah, on cardboard-backed, plastic front, and you'd see all of them on there. Now, I'm sure we used to get more than that. I'm almost certain.
Well, it says 25, but actually there's only, like, 6.
Yeah. No, right.
Eight of them.
Hang on. It says...
It's 8 varieties.
25 fireworks plus 25 fun snaps for free.
Oh, fun snaps.
Yeah, so there's 25 fun snaps. And
so 7 fireworks then.
No. So, yeah, so there's actually only 7 types of firework included on there. I'm sure we used to get more on this, but these are known as indoor fireworks. And yes, for all the years we had them, I think it was only for 1 year we did them, and we did them indoors. And every year after that, it was, you're doing them outside.
Yeah.
Because good God, do they make a lot of smoke.
Yeah.
They are not suitable for indoors. So what we're going to do, we're going to put our shoes on and we're going to go for a little walk. And we're not got any white lightning cider, but I think we're going to go down to our little local park. Because there's obviously not going to be any kids down there.
Yeah, no duff.
There's a nice bench there that we can set up, a plate on the bench, and we can sit there and we can look at these high quality fireworks.
Wicked.
Without their white lightning cider, the boys head off to the park to be naughty. Remember, kids, these are trained idiots. The full video will be out on video a day after release.
Now the video is recording, and look, here's the beautiful fireworks. And I think Rob should actually sit down. I don't think it's that wet. You're going to get a wet arm.
I've got this fucking...
Oh, just pop it on the floor. Oh, God, yeah, okay.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
Just pop it on the floor and we'll deal with it. So, here are the indoor fireworks. And seeing I've done all of these before, I'm going to let you choose the ones you want to do in what order.
Well, I think I'm familiar with the snake one. So I want to do that one first.
Okay, so we forgot to bring a plate with us. So we have the plinth of someone's Coke can. But don't worry, I bought a lighter, an Amazon special.
Sorry, everyone.
Amazon special, you ready for this?
Yeah. Whoa, sweet Jesus.
I think we're going to get some of these alight. At least I hope we are.
All right, hang on. So,
with us.
So those of you that are watching on YouTube, obviously you're only seeing this bit. You're not seeing the bit before where we said about these. So these are the sort of fireworks that I had growing up as a treat for my nan and granddad around Christmas time.
This is going to be wrecking everyone. Everyone's going to be going nuts. I'm struggling to open this.
No, it's just the way it bloody goes. These things are awful. Right, here we go. The trusty snake, which
ones.
I think have probably been made more famous now by South Park and the giant snake they have.
Yeah.
Right, let's see. Does this light? Oh, no. No.
There he goes.
Oh, there he goes. And it's the giant dog poo. And now you can see why this is never safe. And look at the amount of smoke coming off it.
There's a lot of smoke coming off that.
And that's a big old snake. It's quite impressive.
It doesn't smell.
Oh, it does to me because it's blowing in my face. But, actually, I'm really impressed with how long this is going on for. That's a giant snake.
Wow, look at that.
So there we go. We have the snake. We promise we will tidy this up. I know we haven't got our bottle of white lightning with us, but there we go. We've done the snake.
Oh, very good. Right.
Always a family favourite, the snake, I think. It's... How would you rate it? Out of five, we aren't going to do like our normal rating scores for this. It's not taste testing. One is boring, five is spectacular.
No, it's a bit shit really, isn't it?
Okay. I like the snake. I'm going to put it at a three.
This
in
one's
the middle.
Slightly broken. 2.5.
2.5, right, okay.
A slightly broken sizzling strobe.
Oh, it's a sizzling strobe, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this is going to be.
Well, that's it, a light.
Oh, wait, it's just a little bit of fun. Oh! It's like looking at calcifer. Oh, how cute.
Oh,
I like this
God,
one.
That's actually really bright.
Yeah, I like this one. Well, I mean, it's just a fire now, but...
It does...
There we go. Oh, hello, mate. Hello.
Ooh.
Come on, then. Come on.
Say some magic words.
Hello, mate. Oh, are you okay? Oh yeah, I know.
Oh,
you just want to cuddle it, don't you? Oh,
it's
I like
quite,
this
it's,
one.
It's nice.
How sweet.
But can I point out, the box shows it as red, so you would expect it to be red. That is...
There we go. Oh, we had some there.
Bright yellow and white and green. So my eyes are now purple dots everywhere.
It is...
Goes on for a while,
doesn't
it?
Incredibly underwhelming.
Yeah, really underwhelming.
I mean, why does it only do that every now and again? If just like little crystals of whatever that is burning and the rest of it's just a firelight.
It must be something like a bit of wax with a little bit of chemical sprinkled in.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of smoke when it goes up.
You wouldn't want to do this in your house.
No, of course you bloody
wouldn't.
It's
just a naked flame.
In the 90s, not everyone had smoke alarms, granted. But can you imagine doing that in a modern house or a flat now? You'd have it all evacuated within minutes.
Yeah, my smoke alarms would be fucking having kittens.
Right, is that, do you think it's that's done? Oh, no, no.
There we go.
Oh,
yeah,
one little bit left.
One little puff. Go on, mate. Go on, give us one more. Go on.
Go on.
Go on, little boy. Go. Oh, I just got a horrible smell from that.
Right, let's give it a quick rinse out in the...
Oh, look, there's the dog poo.
Oh yeah, there's the remnants of the snake.
Well, that was adorable. That was adorable.
That
I enjoyed that.
That wasn't too bad, was it?
That's
now,
a three.
The fun snaps I don't think we're going to do today.
Nah, too noisy.
We'll let you can take them back for tea if you want.
Yeah.
Or will they poison the dogs?
Yeah, maybe keep them away from the dogs. And these, we don't do sparklers, do we? We know what a sparkler is. What do you want to do?
We'll do a sparkler at the very end, but... Flash Dirty Kim.
Oh, you haven't given it a score.
Oh, right. That going to be 3 out of 5 again.
3 out of 5.
It needed a bit more sizzle.
Well, I'm going to give it a 3.
It didn't really sizzle either.
I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5. I liked it. I thought it was cute.
Granted, by the way, you wouldn't have heard any noise because likelihood the noise cancelling that gets done in the studio and everything else like that, you're probably not going to hear it.
In the fucking studio.
The sizzling. Yeah, we have a studio. Be nice. So the sizzling really was just a...
As everyone can probably see, I'm really struggling. These just want to break to pieces when you get them out.
Right, you've
that was for that. Yeah, that was broken in the box.
Oh no! Oh, yeah, crap.
Yeah, so
okay,
look, it's just falling apart. Look.
Right. Well, let's...
people are going to think we're doing powder.
Yeah, people are going to think we're doing
right,
powder.
Right, Flash Harry, let's go.
Flash Dursey Kim. They light really easily.
It's just a firelight, isn't it? It's what it looks like.
But this is exactly the same now as sizzling strobes, and it's the same colour as well.
It's identical.
It is identical. Flash Harry is sizzling strobes. I feel like I've been...
Is Disco Inferno going to be the same?
Probably.
Because this is going to be lowering my score for sizzling strobes, because if they're actually all just the same...
Yeah, the ones I'm looking forward to... Oh, bloody hell, it's so bright.
It's doing them for longer, I'll say that. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. These are the ones I'm looking forward to, the Bengals, because I had... So one of the things that we used to do, other than these, was around firework night time, Ramesh would get the fireworks, if you remember. He used to have his glass counter, didn't he? And you could get bangers and penny rockets and things like that. And, yeah, see, it's gone on for longer than sizzling strobes, I think. But anyway, when Ramesh got the fireworks in, he also got in boxes of Bengal matches, which are basically these. And they came in little match boxes, and they came with 10 in a box, and you either got green or red. And Ramesh used to charge 50p, and all they were, well, we'll open up the Bengal matches next and you can see what they do.
Well, we need to help the audio people. So a sizzling, a snake alive is like a little pellet.
Oh, of course, yeah, I completely forgot about that.
A little black pellet that we just put on the top of a Coke can and lit it, and what looks like a ginormous dog shit appeared. Sizzling strobes are little red triangles, and it was just set on fire like a constant match, and every now and again a little green flame would go pop. Pop, and that's what I was making the little speech.
And there was an ever so slight sizzling noise.
Yeah, and then Flash Harry, it's a half circle, but it's white, and that's like kind of almost like pill size, identical to the sizzling strobe.
Yeah,
really.
I'm going to say that Flash Harry has actually reduced sizzling strobe score. It's down to a 2 out of 5 for both of them, because they're just the same, just different colour and shape.
Yeah, but the 2 point
firework itself is green, bright. And this is the same.
2 point bum chum.
Right, we're going to look at the Bengal lights now. And the Bengal lights are...
They look like giant matches.
They are giant matches, basically. You will have seen these as well. They used to sell them in, or a variety of them, in places like Millets. And they're called weatherproof matches. And the idea is they've got a wax coating on the outside. You can strike them and wind, rain, whatever. These are colourful ones. So I'm going to guess they're going to be red. Mind your fingers, because
I'm doing my inner actions there by showing everyone. Oh, hang on.
Where's the flame? Okay, no, this is shit.
This is just a match.
That is just a match. There's meant to be colour on a Bengal light. There's meant to be nice bright red or bright green. That was just a fucking match.
It smells like a match. Should we do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one. Let's make sure we haven't been done over. Yeah, it should have been. The Bengal lights I grew up with were red or green, and you really could tell the colour. They were really vibrant coloured flames.
This was just a match. It looks like a match, lit like a match.
Yeah. These are just weatherproof matches. Oh, this is a con, because the ones in the original indoor fireworks were coloured. This is a con.
It's just a match.
I'm telling you now, the ones from the 90s were better than this. So the ones that were in the past, the ones that I grew up with, are better than things
maybe
that we can make now.
Maybe this is from the past. Is that a date?
No, it's not. This is 100% modern, and I'm really fucked off.
Yeah, it was rubbish. Sorry,
they
mate.
Were
that was
shit.
Just, what's the lowest score we're giving?
1.
That's a 1, then.
That is 100% 1 out of 5.
It's just a match. It looked like a giant match, and it lit like a giant match, and went out like a giant match, and it smelled like a giant match. Okay, so, right, this one is the Disco Inferno,
and it's going to be...
It's a slightly bigger disc than the snake.
And it's going to be random flashing and sizzling noise, and it's probably going to be bright yellowy-green again.
Are we going to get, just the one colour? Oh, well, no, it's a different colour.
Hang on.
Okay, it looks just like a gas hob lit at the moment.
Yeah, it now just looks like... Ooh,
a blue flame with...
Yeah,
blue flash with a green... Oh!
Wow, that's really bright white and blue. I bet the camera's loving this at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, this is... Oh!
This is better than the sizzling strobes and Flash Harry.
Yeah, doing little pops of...
There's actually more noise
light.
As well.
Yeah, little pops of extremely bright light. Whee! And a big puffs of snake.
It's so bright. Oh, Rob also pointed out something as we were walking when he was reading the pack. You're meant to be doing these 1 meter away.
How dull would that be looking at this?
You're indoor fireworks and 1 meter away. I'm sorry, but no. This is awful. This is the best one we've had so far, except for the snake.
Yeah.
The snake is better.
Yeah, I slagged the snake off, but the snake had more going for it, didn't it?
Yeah,
way more. We've got green flame now. Oh, hello.
Yeah, it must have a bit of some, I don't know, maybe a bit of copper sulfate in there. That kind of bluey green, but... Oh, it stinks.
Yeah, they absolutely reek. I'm getting it right in my face. It fucking reeks.
Oh.
I can't imagine the carcinogens in this. More carcinogens in this or that drink we had the other week?
Yeah, well... Oh, and it's done.
Right, these are the ones I'm looking forward to. An ice fountain.
Looks like
you're meant to spike this into the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it. 90 of me is going to hold this motherfucker.
This is how the intro of an episode from Holby City starts.
Yeah, no, not Holby City. This is
Casualty.
This is Casualty full on. There's not even a...
Where did you light it? It's on the end.
It's just on the end. But, right. Let's make sure I've actually got it in.
Well, this is like a really thick candle. Oh, my God. It's a birthday candle.
Yeah, you get these on birthdays.
I mean, it looks like a candle.
It's pretty.
Looks like you'd put it in a cake. It's got the same bit on it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you would. It's pretty. It's doing what it says on the tin, but there's nothing... Well, it's the most spectacular we've had tonight.
It's the most fireworky one.
So if I'm going to rate this and saying five is spectacular in
this the realms
guise,
of the, in the realm of
then
the,
that was a five.
That's a five, yeah.
In the realm of everything else, yeah. Well, let's not even go there, hey.
Well, I enjoyed that.
We'll pick
one.
That one up in a moment.
Ice fountain. So what we've got left? We've got indoor sparklers.
We've got indoor sparklers, and I think what we should do is we should get all of them out.
Oh, let's do all the sparklers at once.
No, I think all of the tablets and put them into one thing.
Oh, yeah. And the snake too?
And the snakes too. Unless you want to show your boy a snake, ha ha.
No.
Oh, that sounded horrible, sorry.
I'll show my wife a snake, probably. She'll be more interested. Right, what are we doing? Right, get the triangle ones.
Right, get the triangle ones on there.
Are you going to make a little shape out of them?
Yeah, I'm gonna get onto the building side of this. Because we need it to... we need this to be a spectacular... The fireworks spectacular, God, the ending to end it all.
Flash ones are so brittle, they're just broken coming out of the...
Again, I've had this over a year. I got this for last fireworks.
Disco Inferno.
I don't think that has basically done any issues with this, by the way. I think they would have been this shit anyway.
It's not like they really got a date, is it? It's just chemicals, isn't it?
100%.
And you want all three snakes?
All three snakes, go on.
Oh, this is dangerous. This is how accidents happen.
Oh, wow. The snakes just turn into
dust.
They didn't use... I'm sure they didn't use... I'm sure they used to be kind of crispy.
Well, look, I'm not worried about things setting on fire. Everything is soaking wet.
Right.
Do you want to light it with the ice fountain?
We could try.
Let's not waste an ice fountain doing that.
Right, okay. Okay. Let's just... Everything else is going and I'm getting toxic gas here. And voila.
Ta-da.
Spectacular. Oh, God, the Coke can is suffering.
I heard the Coke can crack, yeah. This is when we find out that they accidentally have just made an IED. You know, when people accidentally kill themselves with mustard gas.
Yes.
We've just done the same thing.
Do you think that... Whoa.
Oh, that was a nice flame. That's
okay,
that's,
that was impressive.
That's clearly the...
Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno getting involved. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, they're all going up now.
Now we just have a Coke can on fire. Oh, hello.
That's either a sizzling
There's
strobe
a little baby
or a
sizzling
Harry.
Strobe just having a little hello in the background. I'm here too. Don't forget me.
You're right. I don't know how long... Oh, no, I can see there's quite a bit of sizzling strobe left. So what we could do is... Let's see what happens. Can you speed it up? Does it make it any different if you just eat it?
You're going to make a hole in the Coke can.
Oh, yeah, good point. Better not do that. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, lad. Oh, that was
good.
Now,
that's what we're talking about.
That was good.
Now, how many parents have done that as well? Gone, fuck's sake, who bought them indoor fireworks? Just let's put them all on a plate and do them together.
Yeah,
then it's just done.
Me and my mates would have done that. I could see me and SideQuest Mark doing exactly that. We once covered a tennis ball in body spray and lit it on fire and played tennis with it.
That's
so
That's very friends of you, the fireball bit when they're doing the ultimate catch game, isn't it?
Another friend of mine, he went to France and brought back the firecrackers and we taped those to an aerosol can.
So for those of you that aren't actually watching the video, you're seeing everyone. All the fireworks going off at the same time. There's lots of bright flashes and I think it's done. That was the end of the fireworks spectacular.
Yeah, sorry, the people on the audio, so I didn't miss anything.
You definitely didn't miss anything. 100% you didn't miss anything.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, I guess it was. I guess. And I still not got 5 out of 5 on the spectacular, even with them all going off at the same time.
Massively underwhelming.
Massively so. Right, we better do a quick tidy up operation and you can join us back for the outro. Bye.
Wasn't that crap, everyone? Well done, you two. But that's it. We've come to our conclusion once more.
Well, that was it for another show. Thank you very much for listening. You can find out more about the Variety Show at channel84.co.uk. We are part of Studio Channel 84, an indie podcast network who support each other. That includes Lightly Used, The Untitled Trek Show, and Who Takes the Socks Off. If you would like to find out more about the Variety Show, though, go to channel84.co.uk. In the top left, go to Shows and choose Variety Show. There you will find all our social media links like Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, you name it. But you can also email us, and that's tj@channel84.co.uk for me. Rob is rob@channel84.co.uk, or if you'd like to email us both together, you can send that to podcasts, that's podcasts plural, @channel84.co.uk. Thank you, Rob.
What a pro.
I know.
What a pro.
I'm getting pretty good at that shit.
If
now.
Only he could do it both times.
Oh, what, for you mean the Untitled Trek Show that you're meant to learn?
No.
Yes.
Give the people what they want, and they want you to do more of the outros. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.